people want to know why we like front desks. Everyone goes, I love my front desk. I couldn't live without them. You know why you like your front desk? Because you don't have to take responsibility for what you charge.
Mm-hmm. Hello, hairdressers. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
You're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
A one-on-one coaching company for hairdressers by hairdressers.
If you are still using a front desk in your salon, it may be time to future-proof your business with Aura Salonware. Aura allows you and your team to check clients out from any device. That means there's no need for a front desk or front desk overhead. What's even more amazing is that clients can check themselves out using the Aura app from their own device. With Aura Salonware, you can finally let technology streamline your business. Start removing your front desk today by visiting aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos.
Do you know what your hair color is costing your business? Well, SalonScale does. Discover how SalonScale's cost-saving technology can save your business money. Their mobile app and Bluetooth scale accurately calculate the cost of hair color usage. It records formulas, tracks product usage in real time, helps manage expenses, reduce waste, and boosts profit.
We want to give all of our listeners 10% off their first year of SalonScale by visiting salonscale.com/DTH. And for our current students in our one-on-one coaching program, you will receive 25% off all team and solo annual plans. Ask your coach for details to redeem. David, can you describe to me what automation? Automation. Why did I say it like that?
I said autonation.
I might have.
Did you hear autonation? Automation. Automation.
Rewind it back. Is that what I said? No.
I think you said
automation. Automation. Now I can't say it right.
Happy Honda Days.
Now I can't say it right. Happy Honda Days.
Automation.
Yes. What does that mean to you?
It means.
I can see it in your face. Truly.
Freedom.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Like, automation to me is like something that's done for you. You don't have to put any effort into it anymore.
We did a post just talking about like how we really need as an industry to lean into automation and streamlining our business and technology, or we will become irrelevant. And shockingly, a lot of people showed up that still aren't using like online booking systems. And I think people don't believe us when we say that. We've talked about it so many times because a majority do, but there still are so many. And one of the biggest fears that came up in the comments were, well, if I allow a booking system to do that, I won't have control over my books. And I think that there's still this big fear. And what scares me the most is not even like, I mean, yeah, that's scary that we're not allowing ourselves to get on online booking. But what scares me the most is that a lot of people are very hellbent on their clientele right now. And they're not realizing that this current clientele that they have is going to
move on,
move away, die off. It happens. Like, and when you're not focusing on Gen Z and Gen Alpha that's coming up, we're in a shit show because they're born with a phone in their hand. They're only interested in using technology and simplicity. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, if it takes more than 2 clicks to get to your booking site and book a haircut with you, they're not coming to you.
So like, I think about like old machines. My dad's an engineer. He's on the construction company. And like, he has really old machines that like, they don't even use anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think about not using technology. Like, we wouldn't even consider. So, okay, this is a great example. When I was younger, I grew up on a farm in northern Michigan. And one of the things that we had to do was we had to wake up and go out into the field and pick all the rocks out every season. Because when you plant, you have to remove all the rocks.
Oh, okay. I'm like, okay. Was this just like one of those jobs that you get your kids? Okay.
No. I mean, yes, but it was.
Go pick rocks.
But it was real. It was real.
Yeah.
So we go and what you do is you drive the truck and you have a trailer and you just throw the rock. Any farmers out there, all those farm kids out there are like, yep, yep. You throw the rocks. You got to remove all the rocks. It usually takes a couple days depending on how big the land is. So now we have machines that they till the land and they pick up all the rocks.
They filter out the rocks, yeah.
It would be insane to go, I don't like that because I don't got control over the rocks, mm-hmm. right? Or control, you know, we wouldn't even. And then you think about Gen Alpha.
Gen A.
Can't even imagine picking the rocks.
There's not even a.
In fact, the till is too old.
Right? Yeah. So, like, I wish we had something better than this. That's
yeah, exactly. So when we think about, like, and I know it's a, that example is trying to, I'm trying to highlight that when you hire new, like, Gen Z and Gen Alpha to build your business, which—
Or their clients.
Or their clients. And you don't have the technology that, it's not even new to them. It's just what
is
should be, it's
level.
What's expected. Yeah. If you don't have that, then forget about your business just being kind of old school, which old school is kind of fun, but you won't attract anything or anyone new.
You can have the old school aesthetic.
Yeah, we have
without the toxicity and the lack of technology, okay?
Yeah, without the misogyny and sexism. But what's really funny is, like, I love the really high-tech salons that have those, like, ministry salon in California. Mm-hmm. They have, like, an old VCR.
Oh, yeah.
Old TV.
It plays 90s movies.
Yeah. Nice hair in Milwaukee.
Shout out Coach Joy.
Have, she was so sick of Bluetooth that she just had a boom, she got a boombox.
Yeah.
And they play old tapes.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the vibe. So it's not about just using technology for technology's sake, because not all technology is easier. Like, Bluetooth is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
But when you can use it to streamline and automate your business, which means that your brain doesn't have to do a lot of heavy lifting and you can focus on the real work, which is artistry, hiring, all those kind of things, it is crucial to the survival of a business.
I think a lot of people think that using technology or just really leaning into it, like, let's say specifically, I'm going to talk about online booking, that it's going to make things harder. Well, I think about, like self-checkout. That sometimes is harder.
It sometimes is, yeah.
And sometimes it's so much faster. And so I think with anything, there's going to be an issue.
Every time. So I actually hate self-checkout.
You would.
No, I hate self-checkout. But then what I hate more is the checkout.
Yeah. You just don't want to check out. That's why those stores that had started.
The new Amazon Go.
Yes, where you just walk in and walk out.
That,
the airports that have them, I love them. I test it too. I'm like, I'm going to pick this up and put it down and see. And every time I don't get charged for it, and I just walk out. And it's amazing. And I know that scares people, but sometimes we have to trust it. We also have to trust the fact that it might mess up. And we're going to do something about it.
Just like if someone might ring you up wrong.
Yes.
In fact, you're more likely going to have a mess up by a human.
Absolutely. And I think that's the thing. Someone said in the comments, we're like, I'll be damned before a robot shampoos my clients. And it's like, listen, sir, we're not.
You will be damned because it will happen.
And someone else said, that actually sounds really nice. But that's the thing. And I said, using technology is so that we can be human again.
Right.
I want to do hair and hair only. I don't want to have to check out my client. I want it to be automated. I don't want to have to send them forms or worry about my cancellation policy. I want it to be automated. I don't want to have to worry about booking or canceling or anything. I want it to be automated. What's there is there. You book it and you have to be responsible. And I think there was a time where we did so much for our client that we took the responsibility away from them. And now it's hard for the older generations where we're like, no, no, you have to book your own appointment.
Right.
You're also responsible for canceling it. And I think no one else has a problem with that generation-wise as we get into Gen Z and Gen Alpha, because it's just the way it is. It's just common courtesy. There's a lot more respect happening.
I do think, and everyone's going to give me shit for this, I think that we're going to get so technologically advanced that
we're going to go backwards.
That we're going to go, it'll be all automated. And then, like, the salons in 100 years from now, the cool thing will be, like, we have a front desk. We have a phone and a front desk.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's how things work. It'll still be different and better.
They'll probably still not be working themselves to death.
It's a hologram.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
but I think thinking about how to automate your business to make life easier and to make
especially if you're an independent.
If you hear that automation will make your life harder, something.
That's fear.
Yeah,
fear and ego.
That's just fear of change. And
think about an independent that does not have a front desk. They are responsible for checking out their own clients. But so many booking systems are automatically, like, you have to put a card on file.
Yeah.
That fard. That card gets used immediately. You know what I mean? And it's just like, that effortlessness is great.
Do you want to know why we like front desks? Everyone goes, I love my front desk. I couldn't live without them. You know why you like your front desk? Because you don't have to take responsibility for what you charge.
Mm-hmm.
You get to pass it off on a third party. And if there's a problem,
They deal with it.
They deal with it.
But then you still wiggle your way right up to that front desk.
Wiggle
the client
and waddle
leaves,
all the
and you're
way
like,
up.
You forgot to charge this. And I need to put my formulas
what
in.
What did they tip?
And what did they
tip?
Did
they leave a tip?
And it's like, grow some balls for a second and own your own damn business. And I think it's so many people put so much on the front desk, and that's why the turnover rate is so, no one wants to make that job a career. It's not fulfilling. It's awful.
And now a word from our sponsors.
What if you could still give your clients great hair with less products? What if that product line made you money with less inventory on the shelves? What if that product line was also made with gentle ingredients, is biodegradable, and the packaging is refillable? All this may seem impossible, but with Hair Story, it is possible. Hair Story is a brand that is equal parts mindful as it is great hair. Give your clients amazing products while filling your bank account with extra cash. Ready to try new wash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today.
We have spent the last year working with our amazing partners at CTX to bring you hairdresser healthcare. We at Destroy the Hairdresser, in a groundbreaking collaboration with health industry veterans, are bringing our listeners health plans that cover every professional in the beauty industry. This includes individuals, teams, and families. We are currently in the process of insuring thousands of beauty professionals in all 50 states. Healthcare benefits are now open, and guess what? There's no enrollment deadline. Sign up during any month of the year and gain health benefits quickly. Get your name on the list by visiting destroythehairdresser.com/hairdresser healthcare. This is going to sound so bad.
I'd rather use that person for other things than sitting at the front desk.
Every front desk person that I've met, most of the time, the ones that love being front desk are the biggest gossips.
Oh, yeah. They love. They're like, I don't need this job. I just love this job.
They love. And sometimes they're young. And sometimes they're like someone's mom.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're older.
They just need to get out of their house.
But they love the gossip. And they use the front desk as their community.
Mm-hmm.
That is not why I'm paying you.
It's not safe either.
It's not safe. And listen, the people that love the front desk job usually like the media's portrayal of what it means to work at a salon. Like, mm-hmm. It's just all fun and games.
You get my hair done all the time.
Yeah, and yeah. I can just look at my nails and...
And the business owner is frustrated because they're like, no, I need you to be support team, and
right. You're
not supporting this business. I need you to do more than what's happening, and I think that's where a lot of the front desk frustrations lie.
I had a student one time tell me she couldn't live without a front desk, and then within 20 seconds told me her least favorite thing about her job is training the front desk.
I think she likes having support staff.
Yeah, you like the idea of what the front desk was supposed to be to mm-hmm. you, but it is not.
But
that.
We don't need. I mean, your front desk, that whole checkout, especially if there is no tipping, especially if there is no retail, there's no need for front desk. That's what we say. All our methods bleed into the next. There is no need for the front desk. It's a click of a button. It truly is. I mean, and your stylist can do that, and your staff or your client is responsible for getting their next appointment. The fact that we're trying to find a spot to squeeze them in, no, be responsible for your own schedule. Understand that I am a very successful stylist that has a demand, and you will need to book and make sure that you're responsible for getting in, or you don't get to see me. And that's it. And I think if we all start thinking like that, this whole drama is removed.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, now we're just talking about the front desk.
Yeah, I know. But that is technology.
No, it is. But the salon owners that I talk to that have a front desk, the salons, the front desk as a whole, whether it's one person, two people, three people, four people, all support staff, make more money than the salon owner.
Mm-hmm.
How is, just for a moment, tell me how that works.
Yeah.
Tell me how that's sustainable. I, as the business owner, make less money. My employees make more money. How long is the business going to be able to sustain itself?
When you're going to debt, when your bills aren't being paid, yeah, it's not going to work. I do want to say, like, there's so much more than just the front desk. Obviously, there's the whole booking, checking out system, payments.
There's retail.
There's retail, even with the tips. But there's still ways to automate that. And I think sometimes people are forgetting still, like, leaning into technology is even your website. How simple is it? So many websites are so complicated. I mean, when we went to Premiere, we had a lot of downtime in between when we were teaching. And
hold that. Pause.
Oh.
You're about to tell a story that we had a lot of downtime, but Sid did a little investigation.
I did.
Yeah.
So we
don't lump me into this. I don't want them coming at me.
It was me. I'm sitting in the hotel bed, and I have the Premiere magazine, and it was featuring a lot of salons. And I literally went, like, I didn't get through the whole magazine, but I went page by page. I probably went through 200 salons, and I just started typing in their website. I would say at least 25% didn't have a website. didn't even have one. Didn't have an Instagram, didn't have a Facebook. I'm like, it was always something. There was always something missing in every equation. It was very rare that I got to a salon that had a website that was easy to navigate, social media that was easy to find, and
or social media that has a location.
Has a location.
I can't tell you.
I couldn't even tell you where they were outside of reading the blip in the magazine. And I think this is the stuff that people aren't realizing. This is technology. The fact that you are not accessible, no wonder you don't have clients going to you, because you make it so hard to find you that, like, what's the point?
By the way, I'd rather you not have a website.
And just social media.
And just social media.
And a booking link.
But I also would rather you not have a website if you paid just to have a bullshit gross website. Because a gross website is worse than no website. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the website should be just, people just want to book with you. Yeah. So just have a booking
link. We have a solution coming for that.
Yeah.
This year.
It's one of those things that, like, don't block yourself from simplicity just because it sounds scary and you don't know how it works or how it will work or how it will be perceived. Let's just start, like, talking about it.
Otherwise, you're just like your granddad who's like, I don't want one of those iPhones.
My flip phone.
I like my complicated flip phone.
Versus having a flip phone because it's cool. So it's...
My dad, I remember my dad telling me one time, he goes, why would I use an iPhone? This is years ago. Why would I use an iPhone when I can just text from my Razor? And he would, like, you know, you had to press the number 3 times.
I forgot what it's called.
But the fact that you think that's easier. Mm-hmm.
No, it's just comfortable.
And, like,
I think people are really confused easy and comfort.
Yeah.
A lot.
And I'm like, you know, now he's got an iPhone and an Apple Watch and a...
He taught me something last time I saw him.
My dad?
He was like, did you know in emails, if you slide down and it like clicks all the emails and then you just swipe and it deletes them all versus deleting them one by one? I know. And I was like, listen, old man, that is brilliant. And I do that all the time. And I wipe through my inbox.
This coming from the man who told me that he didn't see the point.
Yeah.
In a fancy computer.
Literally,
phone.
My jaw dropped when he showed me. I was just like, okay. But I think that's the thing again. If you're not.
I think what we can say here is that if Tom Bosher.
If my mom can figure out how to stalk me on every social media platform and make accounts, you can too.
If your mom can figure out how to send us $1 badges when we go live on Instagram, you can do online booking.
Mm-hmm. Next time on Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
If you're going to open a business, a salon business, you have to be okay with people being good and not great.
Yeah.
And if you're out there trying to make everyone great, you're going to fail.